boy. Monday morning.
Monday.
Think positive. Think positive.
You're such a glass half full kind of guy.
Think positive.
Glass half full.
Let's try to be positive.
On a Monday?
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
I think we should put our best foot forward here.
Put our best foot forward.
We want you to put your best foot forward.
Hey, Mr. Positive.
It's showtime.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
We do start, and we are back full strength. Good morning to you. I'm John. That's Jackson. What up,
hey,
man?
Hey, what's going on?
Morning, Monroe.
Hi.
6:08, a high today of 98. That's right. We are in the midst of summer now. Feels good.
Ooh, finally.
I love it.
But now it's, you know, going to snow August 30th.
Wait a minute, is this true? I haven't looked at any news in the last 10
no,
days.
No, that's not true.
That's not true just, at all?
It's prediction because of how absolutely horrible this winter was.
Oh, I see.
It was truly a nightmare.
It would never end.
But you know what? Now I'm just complaining that it's too hot.
I know.
So we're right back to square one.
Just can't win on this thing,
nope.
Can we?
Nope, I hate all the temperatures, all of them.
We have been out for a while. I just want to make sure we're still doing $1,000 a day. 1K a day is still happening?
Ooh,
yeah. Okay, good. Awesome. Yeah. I got a note saying we have John Bellion tickets at 7:30 with Choose the News.
I love John Bellion.
So, you know, we got that happening today.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you guys our show plan. If you want to just look over here.
It's really, empty.
That just looks like a blank grid sheet.
It is a blank grid sheet.
It was unnecessary to print it, actually.
It really was.
Because there's nothing on it.
I don't know
why you bothered.
Way to kill the polar bears there, John.
I really vacationed hard. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, man.
Good for you, man.
Did you?
I still came into work,
but
just the sleeping in.
Oh.
Man.
Yeah.
It was hard waking up at 4 this morning.
Yeah, it was.
Was it ever.
Oh, my gosh.
Woo. Yeah, it was.
Started thinking about career choices again.
I know.
I set 4 alarms on a normal day. I set 7 this morning.
Did you really?
Because I stayed up past midnight every single day we were gone.
Yeah, and of course.
So last night, I'm like trying to get to bed at 9. I'm like, what time is it? I should play Spider-Man some more.
I'm caught up in Jim and Pam right now.
Okay, yeah. You're in The Office.
Season 2. I'm just at the tail end.
Okay. So you're hooked now? Because when we first started talking about The Office, you hated it, you didn't get it, you didn't think it was funny.
And now it's my life. I'm doing office jokes.
Yes.
Now.
Okay.
It's like 10 years too late.
Listen, I understand that because, you know, I just went through a Friends thing. And I was doing Friends references when no one would get them. So by all means. And the good news about The Office is you can do those references. People still get them.
Okay. Because the people are watching it every single day.
Always.
All day, every day. That's all we watch now.
I turned it on just because I couldn't find anything. It's not that I couldn't find anything. I was binging Stranger Things, and I needed a break mentally from it.
Yeah.
And so I went to The Office.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's a good call.
Yeah. By the way, did you guys watch Stranger Things 3? Best season.
I'm sure it's
really
great.
Best season.
I've been reading the opposite.
I got to
tell you. Very disappointing.
No. I really enjoyed it.
Huh.
I thought season 2 sucked.
Oh, I loved season 2. I liked it better than the first season.
Oh, see, I thought I'd go season 1 was great because it was so new.
Yeah.
Season 3 was better than season 1. Season 2, my least favorite. Get out of here, right. Season 2. Well,
the only episode I've seen of Stranger Things is season 2, episode 1.
Are you kidding me? I binged that all weekend long just so I could talk about it with you guys, and neither of you watched it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why didn't you
shoot
a text?
Where were you in Game of Thrones? The final season was on.
I ignored my children for 2 days straight.
Oh, please.
To watch this show
David,
for you guys.
You weren't there for me for Game of Thrones.
Shoot a text.
You're dead to me.
Hey, you're watching Stranger Things? I want to talk about it on the show, so you should. That's the text message you should send to us.
It wouldn't work with me.
You wouldn't do it, huh?
I'm over. I'm over being your TV binge buddy.
You're lackey.
It's because I would say let's binge it. Monroe would, and I never would.
Yeah.
I got her.
All right. Well, I missed you guys. I'm glad to be back in the studio, and I want to talk about it more later on. But thank you so much for the birthday video.
You got it, man.
That you made for me. That was a.
You got it.
That was a nice thing.
I'm glad
to wake
you
up.
Liked it.
I loved that thing.
That was all Jackson.
Yeah.
That was his brainchild.
Because I was afraid. because I got in touch with your wife. I was like, I need a video from you. I need a video from the kids. I got in touch with your best. I went to so many outside sources I was like, there's no way it's going to stay a secret.
No, it turns out people don't want to tell me things.
Great.
So, yeah. Great. Surprise.
They don't talk to you anyway.
They don't talk to me. The video's up on Instagram, Mix1051 Utah.
All right, Monroe. I got a pocket full of sunshine.
I got a love. Let's do it, your pocket full of sunshine.
Well, this is crazy. This happened in South Carolina. So there was this car. It was just speeding down the freeway. A cop pulled him over, and it ended up being a couple with a 12-day-old baby that wasn't breathing, and they were trying to rush to the hospital. So they said the baby's lips were blue, like it was obviously not breathing. So the officer, thankfully, knew what to do, grabbed the baby, massage the baby's chest, and just kept saying, come on, cry, cry, cry. And sure enough, the baby started crying, and then emergency crews arrived.
Did you watch the footage?
No, I didn't.
They released the officer. Oh, my gosh.
I can't watch that because I just bawl.
Yeah.
The whole time.
It was so hard to watch. I watched it this morning, and I'm, like, sobbing at my desk. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to ever experience anything like that. So,
I can't imagine, especially a 12-day-old. Uh-huh. You know, it's so new at that point, and you're scared that something's going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
And so, it ended up being a great story.
Yeah. All right, Jackson, we've missed it. I need to be caught up. Please, give us a showbiz beat.
Let's do it, man. It feels a little weird to be kicking off the rust. I tell you
what. I know, right?
All right, last week, Channing Tatum posted a very strange video. I don't know if you saw it, but he's like red-faced, and it looks like he's been crying.
Do you want to
Do you have the audio?
Yeah.
Here you go.
How do you know what you know about me, Pattern? People of the Pattern, people that use the Pattern, you need to DM me right now and tell me how you know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know. I don't know if anybody should know this stuff. I was just in therapy yesterday. Yeah, I'm in therapy. Whatever, everybody should be in therapy. And I just get a notification on my phone this morning, boop, pops up, and using the exact words that we were using in therapy. Is the phone listening? Are you listening through the phone, Pattern? AI, the algorithm that is the Pattern, are you listening through my phone and then just regurgitating the stuff that I'm afraid of? Pattern people, you should just call me. If you know so much, you know how to get in touch with me now, don't you? So just do that. I need answers right now.
Okay, so he downloaded this app called Pattern, which is not available for Android, by the way.
Okay.
But he downloaded Pattern, and it's an astrology app. It's like numerology and horoscopes and stuff. And it's supposed to tell you, like, really crazy in-depth chart reading, and they can basically tell you all about your life, allegedly.
Okay.
So he posts this video. And when I see it, I start doing my own research, because I'm like, what is going on with Channing Tatum? I Google it. Forbes magazine thinks that they can connect him to Pattern as an investor. So he uploaded all this crazy, like, it's crazy, you'll never believe it. But he's a secret investor, so now people are downloading this app like crazy.
Of course.
And he's supposedly making a fortune off of it. Now, I also did some more research into the actual app, and the app doesn't actually use, like, horoscope. I mean, obviously, they take that information, but what they do is they search the recesses of your phone, like your cache data, and they, like, know everything that you've done through Facebook, Instagram, your text messages, your IMs, whatever it is that you use. And they know so much about you because you put everything, you download your brain into the phone.
That's interesting.
That's all they
do. I like that more.
Yeah.
Like, if you told me that it's going to just figure me out through what I do on my phone, I'd be curious to see that reading.
Recognize my patterns through my...
I'm interested in that.
Yeah, but then say that. Don't say it's because you're a mystic.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. They're not like a witch doctor medicine man.
Also, don't you have to nowadays... I thought they've changed a lot of these laws where you have to put, like, the hashtag ad at the end of things, don't
you? But that's the thing. So they can't confirm that they've connected him to the app. But... Okay. They're that they can connect him to as an investor to this app. Or at least, like, one of his companies.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
Someone asked him to do this.
Exactly.
You're telling me he's not going crazy?
I don't think so. Okay. I mean, it's possible.
So does the Plugola apply? Would that be Plugola?
It's not Plugola. That's something with us here on radio that we deal with. But what they're doing now is they're saying that if you're getting paid to do, like, these certain Instagram ads and not telling people it's an ad, it's almost like a false advertisement. There's a bunch of lawsuits going on. It's actually the Fyre Festival is one of the first. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
But the other part of that too, there's a weird loophole where, like, because he's not directly connected,
right,
because they can't directly connect him
to look into it,
they can't prove that he's making money off of that. It's not like he said, oh, Pattern's paying me $150,000 to make this post.
Yeah.
They can't prove that.
Huh.
So I'm sure he's figured out a workaround.
Sure.
Or he's just Channing Tatum and is not smart enough to. Blessed Angel, I love him so much. Do I think that he's a mastermind? No, not particularly.
Completely side note, speaking of Channing Tatum, they have the Magic Mike stage show in Vegas.
Did you go?
I didn't go. My sister went.
Was it great?
She said it was like the best ever.
I want to go.
She said it is so much fun.
All right. I'll see you later, me and Monroe.
No, we just got back together.
Heading over to Vegas. No. Queen Elizabeth refuses to reveal her favorite food. And the reason why, a British reporter who covers the royal family said, quote, one of her staff told her that if she had said what her favorite food is, the staff wouldn't serve her anything else. Ugh. Because they'd be like, oh, whatever the queen wants, whatever the queen wants. So, yeah, she can't say anything about her favorite food because then she's like, I'm only going to get bangers and mash forever.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Wouldn't that suck?
Yeah.
You're ruining my favorite food. It's like if they found out that my favorite food was Dino Nuggets and Ranch. I'd get nothing, which would be great for like a week.
Oh, that's amazing.
No, man, not so much about it.
How about that? If that was your problem in life.
That's your biggest problem.
That's your issue.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I can't tell anybody my favorite food because they'll make it for me.
And finally, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. So they released that Senorita video.
Yeah.
They've been getting real cozy lately.
The chemistry was real, wasn't it?
Yeah. So they've been in a secret relationship for a while now.
Yes!
But they aren't keeping it very secret because over the weekend they got caught making out twice in San Francisco.
Yes!
Just gallivanting around,
really?
Making out.
Shawn got the girl! He finally got the girl!
Well, allegedly,
I'm not
I don't know
it.
What to tell you.
No, you stop
out,
right now.
I hear sources say they saw him making out, and then Shawn Mendes went, ew.
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 I hate it.
No,
ew.
He didn't.
No.
It's Camila Cabello. Are you kidding
No, I get
me?
It.
Oh, we all understand the Camila Cabello portion of this.
Don't worry.
That is showbiz
beat. All right, Jackson, appreciate that. Mondays, we love to read all the crazy stories that happened while we were gone. Put them together, tell them to you, and we call it
Hey Dummy!
For example, in Jacksonville, Florida, police have arrested Corey Ward. Corey Ward was convincing her daughter and then recording her daughter licking a tongue depressor at a dentist's office before returning the depressor to the jar.
Rude.
Oh, come on. First it was the ice cream.
The ice cream was first.
Now it's this.
Well, the video went viral last week before the medical office and the police launched separate investigations. This mom is now facing prison time, 30 years in prison, and a $10,000 fine. She's saying, this video has ruined my life.
Uh-huh.
To which I say, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Nope.
And
it's not funny.
We got to make an example of someone before this goes too far.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they don't take this sort of thing easily. Those people that were licking the ice cream face 20 years in prison because
Good.
It's tampering with food.
Good.
You should. You can't tamper with things that go into people's mouths.
Exactly. I'm fine with a lot of good pranks.
Oh, yeah.
But don't be doing this kind
of
stuff.
Yeah.
So for that mother, Corey Ward, we say,
Hey, dummy!
All right. So even if you've never been to an airport before in your life, probably like seen a lot of movies, right? Inside of airports and get the gist of how it works.
The concept?
Yeah. Except for this woman in Istanbul, Turkey, last week. Went to the airport for the first time. She was flying. She was a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't necessarily know what to do. So she went up to the little stand, you know, where they check your bags.
Uh-huh.
And they weigh it and all that. And they put the tags on it for you. And then they put the bag on the conveyor belt. And then they send it off or whatever. So she got a little bit confused. She got a little bit thrown off by that whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And then she continued to follow her bag.
Wait.
So she jumped on the she's like, okay, that's the way to the plane. And so she goes and she steps.
Gosh.
She gets on the conveyor belt with her luggage. And just to make matters worse, she ended up falling, you know, because it was moving.
Yeah, of course.
Fast.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, she fell and made a big thing. So the airport staff had to pull her up. Director, no, you got to go through security. It's this way. And there was video of it. Oh, so now
that's
it's
so, that's so embarrassing. So,
I know. Bless your heart, but hey, lady, come on.
Yeah.
We all know that, right?
Absolutely.
We got to give her a hey, dummy.
My story comes to us from Perkins Township, Ohio, where police were responding to a domestic dispute call. They get there. They put the guy in the back of the car. He wasn't under arrest or anything. They just needed him separated from the situation so that they could investigate. So while he's back there, he starts yelling at the officers, who ignore him because they're investigating.
Mm-hmm.
He's just yelling, "It's too hot! It's too hot to leave me in the car!" Now, the car was running and the AC was going, but he wanted it colder. So what do you do in that situation?
What do you do?
Well, you call 911.
Of course you do.
He calls up 911. He's like, "These cops have me in this car and it's too hot!" So the officers get the call from dispatch. Hey, they say your car is too hot. So if I were these officers, I would just be like, tell them to shut up, right?
Yeah.
Nope. Officers opened up the door, cranked down the temperature a little bit, left him in there while they finished their investigation, didn't arrest him for anything.
Wow. Oh, I would have found a reason to arrest him at that point, right?
How about calling 911 for a non-emergency?
Exactly.
Yeah.
How does that grab you? Because that is, I couldn't think of a lower emergency. It's not like they just left him in a hot car with no AC or windows
running.
Or anything. It was running.
Yeah.
So anyway, for getting into a domestic dispute in the first, by the way, he got let go and there were no charges pressed at all, for causing a domestic dispute. And then getting yourself locked up in a hot car and then calling 911 at a time where just a simple, "Hey, could you take care of this for me?" would have sufficed.
Sure.
We're going to call this guy a hey, dummy!
Jackson, you're in the fight with your neighbor right now. It's my understanding.
I wouldn't call it so much a fight.
Did you have a confrontation?
There was a disturbance to the peace,
uh-oh,
I would say. Well, okay. I moved into this place in Bountiful in November.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. And I haven't met any of my neighbors because I don't want to.
Uh-huh.
It's better when you don't know your neighbors, I gotta tell you. So I'm out there picking up the dog do and mowing the yard and just doing, you know, some domestic tasks.
Things that you have to do when you have a house.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And this guy peeks over my fence, and he had to have been yelling at me for a while, but I've got my giant headphones on. I can't hear anything.
Right.
But the sultry sounds of Conan O'Brien's voice.
Nice.
So I take my headphones off and he's like, "Hey, I wanted to introduce myself. I'm so and so." Like, okay.
Cool.
Hey, man.
So he's like, "Hey, nice to meet you. I just wanted to let you know that your floodlight on your backyard, it shines directly into my window at night and it keeps me up." To which I say, "Close your blinds."
Right, well, that would be my first thing as well.
Yeah. So I'm like, "All right, I'll talk to my roommate about it."
Yeah.
Now, the reason we keep our lights on in the first place is because we've got a security camera in the back, but it doesn't pick anything up unless the light is on.
Okay.
Plus, like, we let the dogs out in the middle of the night to go pee, whatever.
Yeah.
So we have to have that light on. Otherwise, our security camera won't see when people are robbing us.
So let me ask you this. When you moved in, you put this floodlight in.
It was already there.
It was already there.
It's been there forever.
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't know that the people who lived there previous to us ever turned it on.
Okay.
But we leave it on because, A, people won't rob a house that's well illuminated.
Uh-huh.
That's a fact. And B, even if someone did decide to rob and or murder us, we have video evidence of it because you can see it. So now I'm just like, who does this guy think he is? Close your blinds, first of all.
Uh-huh.
Second of all, now I'm thinking this guy's going to try to rob us. He's trying to disable our security system.
Oh, my gosh.
And listen, you don't know that.
This is phase one.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Blinds, it still will show the outline of the light, which is sometimes more annoying.
Well, wait, do you turn
He's
off
He's got to do all that, or can you just turn off your light?
Yeah, and then when I get horribly murdered and no one finds out who did it, you're going to feel silly, Monroe.
Monroe, do you not keep your exterior lights on all
night? We have motion lights.
So you only do motion. You don't keep like your house illuminated throughout the evening?
No, but really? I will tell you this. We have a big street light right out in front of our house, and this is why I know, because my husband, he's been wanting blackout curtains forever. Do you know how ugly blackout curtains are?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
they're so ugly. I won't let him get them.
Mm.
But he really wants to block out this street light that shines in our house.
You know what your husband should do? he should call up the city and say, hey, it's nice to meet you. I moved here a while ago. We haven't met yet. But it would sure be nice if you turned off this light in the middle of the night because it shines into my room. And I know that there are steps that I could take to make it different. But maybe you should take the steps instead.
Blackout curtains are ugly.
I want to go back to keeping the lights on outside because I often think this in my, like, I drive out in the morning and we keep our lights on in our house on the outside all night long. Much like you, Jackson, when he said, if you keep them lit,
no one's going to rob you.
That's what I've been told, right?
I have dogs. It's lit up. Yes. No one's messing with my house.
Go to the dark house.
Exactly. You know why? Ain't nobody going to see you sneaking around in a ski mask in a dark house.
Right. So I keep my lights on. But then as I drive through the neighborhood, because it's 4 o'clock in the morning, I can tell who keeps them on all night and who doesn't.
Right. And we have LEDs, so it's not even like it's consuming a lot of energy. Uh-huh. Like it's just for protection.
And maybe I need to do motion, but that seems like a lot of work and something I won't do. So it's very easy.
Oh, you expect me to learn how to wire something? Yeah, You're out of your mind.
It's not happening. That's a lot.
They have solar motion lights now. You don't even have to wire them.
No.
You just have to put it on the house.
That's too much work for me. Monroe, come on now.
I might consider that. Because then when homeboy McGee from behind my house decides to rob me, he's going to be woefully unprepared.
I really do feel like there's a reason why we have the exterior lights, and it's to keep them on at night. Why else do we have lights on the outside?
Yeah.
Is it not for that reason? I'm asking.
To illuminate your path as you walk to the house?
Sure.
Because I get home late a lot of times when it's already dark. I need to be able to navigate.
Yes.
Or when I get outside as I'm leaving.
Or are the lights helping the burglar? They can really get in quick when, since you have it so illuminated.
From what I understand, they don't burgle if it's lit up.
Really?
Yeah, because they're going to get caught.
Let's do a poll, and then we'll give away the keyword here for 1K a day. Do you keep your lights on all night? Are you like a Monroe? You're against it?
No.
You want to save the polar bears?
Save the polar bears.
Are you like a Jackson? You don't want to get murdered?
I don't ever want to get murdered. It's going to happen, but I don't want it to.
Look, no one wants it.
Nobody wants to get murdered.
You can call us or text us right now. Jackson was telling us the story that his neighbor has asked him to turn off all of his exterior lights so he can be robbed.
Yes, so he can come over and swindle me.
Because it's shining in his window. Can you imagine?
He's like, hello, sir. Do you mind unlocking your back door also?
That's not what he said.
And would you mind giving your dogs just like 30 cc's of trazodone?
Right, exactly.
They bark all night. I just need a good night's sleep. That's all.
That's not what he said. He said your light is shining in his window and he can't sleep.
This is phase one. Of him slowly
of
murdering
his
you.
Plan yes. to come and murder me. Now, granted, I should have just looked at him and said, I've heard you and your wife fighting. And I shouldn't be. I live in the basement. I live in the basement of my house. I shouldn't be able to hear you and your wife fighting.
Right, exactly.
So maybe when you stop the domestic disputes, I'll turn off my light.
They're probably fighting because they can't sleep good because they have a light shining in their window all night.
No, they're fighting because they had kids. And that was their decision, not mine.
And it got us talking about whether or not like you keep your lights on all night at your house because Monroe, her family doesn't. They have motion sensor lights. But outside of that, you're not for illuminating the whole house.
No, I feel like if you have your light on, that just invites people to come knock on your door.
Oh, so it seems like, almost more opening.
Yeah, we're just going to pretend like no one's here.
I will tell you, there's some houses up where we live because we're all new construction and they put like extra lights. These things glow.
Oh, yeah, they have like the LED strips along the roof
and
stuff.
Like, I drive by this thing and I'm like, it does seem welcoming. To me, I'm like, well, maybe I'll knock on their door. They seem friendly.
Say hi.
It's four, it doesn't matter. I'm sure they'll be happy to meet me.
No, we don't. We let the weeds take over our flower beds, so now everyone knows not to mess with us.
So what are people saying? Are people saying keep the lights on all night or turn the lights off?
Well, we got a text from our friend Jared, actually, who wants to know, Monroe, isn't there a law that says a city-owned light cannot shine into your bedroom? So if that's happening, you should probably go talk to the city about it. Or you could get blackout curtains and avoid all of this.
This is what you do. In the middle of the night, you climb up and you paint the light black. And then you won't have that problem. Just one side.
I actually really like it.
Because you don't want to illuminate your own house. You're just using the city's electricity.
Right.
Then you don't feel guilty
They'll
for it.
They'll kill the polar bears,
right.
Not me.
Exactly. All right. What's the feel, Jackson? My text thing isn't working this morning.
Yeah, your texts aren't working. We got a text that says, they used to teach kids that felt in danger to run to a house that was lit up for help. Back then, that meant it was safe. So, yeah. I'm basically underground railroading for these kids who feel like they're in danger.
You know, Come on.
I got to tell you, though, like, I often think that, like, if someone in the middle of the night was, hello, hello, help, hello, I feel like I'd be getting, yeah, right? Do you open the door or not? Like, because more and more stories, that's how you get mugged.
That's true. So that's like, help me, I need help. It's like the strangers. I need help. And then you let them in, and then all of a sudden there's people in your house.
Then your neighbor's murdering you.
So Ted Bundy did it. But here's the thing. My mom actually had this happen. Someone got jumped on the street.
No way, really?
And they couldn't stand up. They were so hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
So they were knocking up. They climbed up, and they were knocking from the ground. And my mom opened the door, and they were all, like, bloody. Like, help me. I need help. My mom slammed the door.
Did she really?
Because she was alone.
Yeah.
She slammed the door. She locked it. Then she turned the porch light off and said, I just stay there. I'm calling the police.
That poor guy. It's just like mug just laying there. Like, nothing's happening.
But like, well, yeah, what do you do though? You can't just, I am not a person that can help you in this situation. I don't have muscle. I don't have guns. I can't help you if it escaped from a killer.
You can give them shelter.
Yeah, all that's going to happen is I'm going to be victim number two.
Right, exactly. You're the follow-up.
Overwhelmingly, though, it looks like everyone's saying, turn your lights off or
Thank
get
you.
Motion lights.
Really?
Yes, be a good human.
I do turn my lights off during the bird migration because the aviary told me to.
Oh, jeez.
It only took an hour, Jackson.
It confuses
it
the
only
birds.
Took an hour. Big thank you to everyone who wrote such sweet birthday notes yesterday in the birthday video that Jackson and Monroe made for me. Which, by the way, can I tell you, hilarious.
Thank you.
It was Yay. So funny. It was well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, the idea was to do confessional style like The Office.
Uh-huh.
And I started like doing the close-ups of everybody and just sort of letting them say what they wanted to say. But then I was missing the best stuff just doing the interviews. So uh-huh. I just started recording everything, and I'm like, man, these people are ridiculous. Every one of these people are
ridiculous.
Funny.
And yeah. I got you. When Monroe opened her soda off camera, Monroe, that I lost it. I lost it. Yeah,
beautiful.
Exactly. And even a cameo.
We got a cameo.
We got a cameo.
Celebrity cameo.
Celebrity cameo from someone in radio who actually is a person.
Yeah.
A big name.
So, it's fun fact, actually. We reached out to him, Frankie, from ZHT. And we were like, hey, Frankie, wouldn't it be funny? Because, like, at this point, he knows about the joke.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, that we call you Not Frank.
Right.
And we were like, wouldn't it be funny, Frankie, if you talked down to him like he was like a 10-year-old fan? Like,
yes.
Hey, buddy.
We wrote him a script.
Did you really?
Saying, hey, little buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
I hear you're a big fan of the show and that you want to be in radio one day. Keep working hard and maybe it'll happen. But he's like, I can't do that to John.
Not.
He refused.
Do it?
He's like, no, I like John.
It was all through text. And then he called me. He's like, I like John. I'm not going to do this to him. I'm not going to say that. I like him. And he's like, and so then he said the meanest thing
for
that he possibly could. And then still he felt bad. He's like, no, seriously, just tell him. I actually like him and I want to wish him a happy birthday.
No, I was really flattered that he spent the time doing that.
It was super cool.
Yeah. So if you want to see the video that Jackson and Monroe put together, it is up on our Instagram at Mix1051 Utah. All right, Monroe, let's get to the pocket full of sunshine.
Man, this is just like, this is a double hitter. And it reminds me that I need to have more gratitude in life.
Mm. Okay.
Especially while I'm sitting here battling these lightning deals on Amazon Prime Day. 8-year-old Zoe, she lives in San Diego, battling cancer. She was diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma, which has to do with your nerve cells. But she's now in remission.
Okay.
So she recently had her final treatment. And she also just had her birthday earlier this month. But she told her mom that she already had everything she needs. So she wanted to donate all of her birthday presents to various hospitals that treated her so other kids could have the gifts.
My gosh.
She's like, I just got cured of cancer. Okay? She's 8. She got cured of cancer. She's like, I don't need a birthday present. I just got it.
She's so much better than me.
Right? Yes. I would be like, yes! Now I get to play with all these toys. Yeah, so Her family threw a huge party. They raised $750 for cancer charities. And then her guests ended up donating 200 toys to the hospital.
Wow.
So everybody heard what she was doing. So, Zoe, you're doing good. Thank you for that
for
reminder.
Reminding us. All right, Jackson, let's do it again. Your showbiz beat.
Yeah, let's do it. Hugh Jackman brought his musical slash variety show to Vivint Smart Home Arena.
Did you guys hear anything? I was out of town. How was it?
Okay. So I don't know about the actual performance aspect, but his performance in Salt Lake made the Daily Mail.
Whoa.
A tabloid in the UK.
Really?
Because he was performing, and I guess during the show, he stops and he like banters with the people in the front row.
Yeah.
So he gets off stage and he starts bantering. And he walks up to some guy, and he drinks a soda. And then he goes, and he walks around, and he banters some more. Then he sits down with somebody and eats their ice cream sundae.
That's awesome.
He just started eating everyone's food.
I love that.
Like smack in the middle of the show.
Oh, that's funny.
Right here in beautiful Salt Lake City. What a brat. A
couple nachos.
Yeah.
Look, he was hungry, man. It takes a lot of energy to be up on that stage.
Dude, I love stadium food. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
The pretzel bites with the cheese.
Not the cheese.
My fave.
Yeah. Well, apparently, P.T. Barnum can't get enough of it either. So.
Dude, and then his coffee truck. The amount of text messages that I got over Hugh Jackman's coffee truck.
It was right down the street from the office. So
yeah.
Everyone was like, you gotta go.
Was he
there? Everybody told me that I needed to send you. Oh, yeah, did Jackson on the street. Hugh Jackman's coffee truck.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go sit there and help Hugh Jackman make more money. He's got enough money. Why isn't Hugh Jackman helping me make money?
He was supposed to show up. I guess in other markets, like, he showed up at his coffee truck because it's for charity.
Okay. He never promised anything. But
it happens.
He usually does,
but
he didn't show up this time, from what I understand.
So, thanks, man.
Way to go, man.
If anyone went to the show, will you text us at 844-649-1051? I'm curious, like, was it worth the hype?
Everything that I saw, it was awesome.
Okay.
They said it was really
good.
All right, Saturday night was the premiere of Hobbs and Shaw, the newest Fast and Furious movie.
Oh, yeah.
But the movie got interrupted because of an electrical spark in the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles.
Oh,
so,
no.
The red carpet theater had this big power, spark and failure. And they had to, stop the show and get it running again. And the theater wasn't actually evacuated because there wasn't anything, wrong
dangerous
or scary. But, you know, it's a movie theater in 2019. We're concerned about these things. And some people did flee the venue. According to The Rock, Jason Statham ran his bleep off. He booked it. Jason Statham saw Spark and he's like,
come on.
And bounce.
Not my Jason Statham.
The Rock said it. And I take The Rock's word more seriously than I take Jason Statham.
Jason Statham was walking across the back of the seats.
Yeah.
He's running to put it out with his.
No, he was running to get
hands
out of there because he's not really a magic person like he seems to play all the time.
Don't ruin it for me.
Yeah. And speaking of Saturday night and power issues, that was on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. Heading on over to the East Coast, there was a huge power failure on the west side of Manhattan that totally left half the city in complete darkness, including Jennifer Lopez, who is performing at Madison Square Garden.
Ooh.
So Madison Square Garden, power goes down. She got cut way short. And then once they got the power back up, because it took a while, she did some more stuff, but she was just like, well, I can't disappoint my fans. I'm so heartbroken about this. I love you guys. So she's doing her show again tonight. From the beginning, from the top people.
Cool.
So she is going to do it to make good for the people that ended up leaving early. And another little story during that blackout. Star Wars fans got out onto the street and used lightsabers to help guide traffic. So they were just standing in the middle of the street with lightsabers like, hey, go this way.
Why can't stuff like this ever happen to me?
You just want to be there and see a bunch of Jedi?
Yeah, I want a Jedi directing me to cross this way.
Oh.
Yep. And they were out there for hours while Con Ed, that's the power company out there, while they restored power. Most of the Jedis used green lightsabers, but a few other used red lightsabers. I don't know why that's important other than,
fun
facts.
Well,
because it's the dark side.
The class.
Yeah.
Listen, I know about it. I know of it. I know the idea behind it, but I don't know. But yeah, it was a really bad outing. People were trapped in subway cars and elevators for a really long time because you have to think these buildings are huge, so everyone's going up and down in the elevators. So there's usually someone in an elevator at all times in New York. People were trapped in elevators. People were trapped in the subway. Some people didn't get to see Jennifer Lopez. So, you know, bad all around.
That city.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not going to say that there were cyber attacks on the United States, but it's really feeling like it, especially after the day that we went on vacation. Instagram and Facebook went down for an entire day.
They would not forever.
And they maintain it was just an internal glitch. They weren't attacked. They weren't hacked. I'm like, you lying, though.
You think it's a hack?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, absolutely, man. They have a lot to gain from hacking into Facebook.
Look at you, Mr. Conspiracy over there.
Oh,
you and Channing Tatum.
The royal they. Paul McCartney ended his tour in Los Angeles on Saturday. He didn't have any power issues, though. And at the end of the show, he brought out none other than Ringo Starr. They hugged and they performed Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club and Helter Skelter together.
You
want to
hear
it? Very cute. Yeah.
There you go.
The one and only Ringo Starr! All right, brother. I love you, man. One, two, three. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club. We hope you have enjoyed the show.
That's very cute.
I bet that's cool for the fans.
I'll bet it was really
that's
fun.
That's pretty cool.
And finally, Pottery Barn has a new Friends collection. So they only have one image of the line released so far, but it shows a Central Perk coffee mug, a logoed throw pillow, and of course, none other than Rachel's Pottery Barn apothecary table.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. You don't have to go to some colonial flea market and pay $1.50 to get this apothecary table. Now you just head on over to your local Pottery Barn. Pick it on up. I hope there's a whole line, like a real full.
Oh.
I want the yellow picture frame.
I was going to ask, do you think they'll have the picture frame?
I want a magnetic board. I want a big white dog.
The hideous dog.
I want the big white dog.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it IKEA that did a line? They're doing a line.
Oh,
you can buy like the Friends living room.
I think that's a news story. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And that is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. Asking you to choose the news this morning. You have three stories to pick from. Plus, you're in the drawing for those tickets to see John Bellion. Jackson, your story is...
You can't arrest me. I'm from the future.
Monroe.
You're eating chocolate wrong. I'm going to tell you how to do it the right way.
And I've got North Carolina is saying no to Utah. I don't have the text thing up. So, Jackson, I'm going to have to use
I
you.
I got you.
All right, cool.
My vote is for John this morning.
Woo!
Bummer. Jackson has my vote. Also, I'm so happy you guys are back.
Hey.
Thank you. We're happy we're back as well. Good morning, guys. Happy Monday. Here we go again, right? Two votes in my vehicle this morning. One for Jackson, one for Monroe. That's from Joanna. Thank you, Joanna. Rochelle says, good morning, guys. My vote is for Jackson. My girlfriend votes Monroe. She wants to know how you could possibly be eating chocolate wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also says that his is going for me. So, you know, splitting it up.
Hold on, let's take a call and then we'll go back to a few more. Hi, Max, who's this?
This is Mary.
Mary, how are you?
I'm good.
Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. I love you guys. You guys are hilarious. You guys make me laugh.
Oh, Mary, thank you. Well, Mary, go ahead and choose the news.
I want to vote for Jackson.
Woo!
See, I like Mary up until now.
Oh, Mary's my best friend.
Oh, come on.
All right, Mary, we got your vote in for Choose the News, and you're in the drawing for those John Bellion tickets.
Thank you.
This one says, it's a tie between Jackson and John. So I'm going to vote for Monroe.
Yeah! Woo! I
hope
you like that.
She gets a half a vote, and I hope you enjoy that consolation prize. Hi, guys. This is McKenna from Ogden. I'm so glad you're back. I choose Jackson today. I don't want to call it a landslide victory.
All right, fine. Tally it up,
but
Jackson.
But the winner today with 66% of the vote, Jackson! Killed it, man.
Nice job.
That was great.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much. All right. Our story comes to us from Pennsylvania, where a 42-year-old guy named Jason Kolob was arrested. Now, here's the thing. He went up to a group of people, and he was causing a kind of a disturbance. He walks up to a group of people and told them that he had built a time machine and had traveled back from the future.
Oh.
And now they were like... okay, crazy guy.
Uh-huh. Huh.
So what year is it that you're from? He says, I'm from the year 2019.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
And they were like, I'm sorry? He said, yeah, I'm from 2019. So apparently he was very intoxicated.
What?
On some sort of substance. Mm-hmm. Uppers. I'm going to guess he doesn't have a whole lot of light bulbs or copper in his house. He believed that it was actually the year 2015. So he figured out
how to go back in time.
Yeah, he's like, it's 2015. Oh. So he wanted to, like, he was just running around the street yelling at people about how he traveled back in time. And he was showing them dates on his mail. They were like, he's like, look, my mail came from 2019. He said there was an expiration date on a can of oysters.
Uh-huh.
So he's just running around with his mail and his oysters.
Man.
Oh, it gets 2019 where I'm from. Which, of course, he was.
Yeah, he was right.
He's not wrong. Right. We're all from 2019. And at some point, we were all from 2015 right, as well.
Exactly.
So the cops came. Jason was arrested for a DUI. So he was driving intoxicated, pulled over, and was like, ah! He also had an outstanding assault warrant, and the cops found a small baggie of white powder on him. Now, I'm just going to take a stab at it.
Uh-huh. No, don't you dare.
I'm going to diagnose him as crank. No,
come on. He likes powdered sugar on his pancakes.
That's all food in the future?
Well, see, it's all just dehydrated.
That's all it is.
You put a drop of water on it, all of a sudden a full turkey meal shows up.
Right there in front of you.
It's not a bad idea. Right. Anyway, so he got arrested. There's no news on what he got if he's actually getting charged with anything or anything yet. But homeboy thought it was from the future.
All right, Monroe's story and my story will be on our podcast. We'll tell it at the very end of the podcast. We do it each and every day. We do the show. Also, speaking of podcasts, since we were on vacation, we did drop a brand new Saturday Morning Serial, which is our true crime episode that Jackson hosts. I was out last week, so the show took it off. And then in a few weeks, Monroe is actually going on a family vacation.
Dude, my husband is making me leave work for a week and a half.
You're stressed about this in a huge... Monroe is like stressing about being gone from work.
Who takes a week and a half off work?
It's going to be okay.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be fun.
We're going for 10 nights.
So you're going to Hawaii.
Yes.
You're actually going to Hawaii for 10 nights?
10 nights.
John,
that's too much.
I'm having a really hard time feeling bad for her.
I know. She's going to... Don't you understand? She's going to a tropical paradise for 10 nights?
She's being locked, forced against her will in a tropical paradise on the beach? Uh-huh. She's going to be drinking Mai Tais. Don't you understand what she's going through?
So it's like right after Pioneer Day you're heading out, right?
Yes. And that's the other thing, too. You couldn't plan it over.
That's not counting as one of the days?
No.
Oh, really?
No,
oh,
we don't leave. We don't leave until the 26th.
Oh man.
Oh, you messed up.
Yeah, you did not plan that.
You messed up.
Yeah,
I know. But hyperventilating. Don't add to it. Can't you see my anxiety?
But it is something we've been talking about here in studio. And Jackson and I actually had a long talk right before I left on vacation.
Yeah.
About what to do with the fact that Monroe's going to be gone so well. Because let's be honest, Monroe's a huge part of this show.
Yeah. Yeah. We need her.
And not just my hands.
Well, my hands are.
I mean, that's the biggest part.
Oh, come on.
Because have you seen those things?
And we know, like, it's when someone's out for a day, you can get by, right?
Sure.
We can lean
no
on each
big
other.
Deal.
It's fine, whatever.
Even like a couple days.
2 days, sure. But
week and a half?
A week and a half is a long time.
John and I will just kill each other.
After a holiday week?
I know. And so we've started talking like, man, that's going to really, we feel like there's going to be this hole on the show for a week and a half. What do we do?
I'm afraid you guys are going to get us taken off the air before I get back.
Well, here's my idea. As you know, I have spent the last few years trying my darndest to get Katherine Heigl to come in studio.
Yeah!
She's not going to come in.
Katherine Heigl lives here in Utah. Lives up in Heber. We have had people text us from time to time.
I just saw Katherine Heigl.
I just saw her. I ran into her. Oh, my friend is the hairdresser. Like,
right.
So we know. I know she just signed on for a new show, but we know she's here quite often.
She's here a lot.
What? How can we do this? And I don't have the answer, but I'm going to just throw it out to the universe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How do we have Katherine Heigl fill in for one of the days?
She's not going to fill in.
You don't know, man.
You don't know that, man.
Don't do that to me.
Catherine
so
Heigl.
We're going to go on a celebrity hunt.
Don't put Katherine Heigl in my chair and then have me come back and try to fill in.
Katherine Heigl.
Whatever. People,
can you imagine?
Like, people will like you. just the same.
No, you know in A League of Their Own.
I mean, you weren't on Grey's Anatomy, but you were all right.
You know, in A League of Their Own, when they're showing, like, you know, all the players, there's like Madonna, there's Rosie O'Donnell, yeah. And then they show Marla Hooch way in the outfield. What a hitter. That's what you'll do to me. I will be coming back as Marla Hooch after Katherine Heigl.
I kind of like the name Marla for you, though. Okay, since you're throwing that out there.
Okay.
Like to throw this one out there.
All right.
If anybody knows, I know Blake Lively's family lives here. If anybody knows Blake Lively's family.
I love how high we're shooting right now.
Yeah. I mean, you started with Katherine Heigl. How am I going to up? Or Posty. Get Post Malone in here. He's just in Cottonwood Heights. It's like a 15-minute drive.
It's true.
I will support any of these. What? Just go Ryan Reynolds. Just go full. Why don't you guys take the week and a half off and we could just do Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. They could have their own morning show.
They could. I would let them do that.
Let me tell you right now. We would change if they want that, that's fine.
I'd sit in that production room and I would just record and help them with whatever they need.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. Do you have any coffee, Mr. Reynolds?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Intern. Are you sure you're okay? I can't get you anything?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing
absolutely.
At all.
Absolutely.
Nothing. Did you get a paper cut?
Can I powder let me just powder you up real quick?
Bill Engvall.
Bill Engvall lives up in Park City.
Lives in Park City.
Yeah.
Have him come in for a day. He does, you know, and they don't even need to come in at 6. They can cruise in at 7.
Okay.
Go ahead. What do you got?
I know she's had her issues.
I don't know. I don't know who you're going to say, but
I don't
know.
But Roseanne Barr. Listen.
You.
All things aside, that woman has been in entertainment for like 40 years.
Still a performer.
Still a performer.
Okay.
Funny gal.
Uh-huh.
Real
yeah, she's funny. Yeah.
I mean, you know, she's got her own things.
Right.
We'll just make sure she doesn't take Ambien before she comes onto the show.
We'll turn the delay into a 16-second delay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You going to make her pee on a stick before she comes in the studio? Nah. Like, how are you going to tell?
We'll know. Trust me. With,
okay.
With Rosie. Yeah. All right. Hold on a second. Here's an idea. And I haven't asked management, but whatever. We're gonna
Who cares?
We pay someone to track down a celebrity and have them in for a morning. Ooh, biggest celebrity they can get.
So, like, you pay the agent?
No, I'm talking like...
If you know Blake Lively's family...
Right.
And you can get Blake Lively in here.
I heard that January Jones, you know, from Mad Men and everything, her family runs the Shields.
Yeah. January Jones. Get over here, girl.
So like that. Or maybe you run into Bill Engvall at some point.
Yeah.
I'll pay you $1,000 if you say...
I will give you $1,000 American if you can get... Blake Lively in here.
Do you think we could do $1,000 for the person and $1,000 for the like the celebrity's charity?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Listen,
why not?
We'll find it. This company's got hidden pockets somewhere.
I didn't ask anyone. I bet our boss is listening.
You're gonna
right
just
now,
find
like,
$2,000.
I know that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Especially I'll in the stay middle of this for $2,000.
No.
Listen, every celebrity's always looking for money for their charity. So we'll give $1,000 to whoever can get the celebrity here, and we'll donate $1,000 to the celebrity's charity.
Or give the celebrity $1,000.
Yeah, if they're hard up on time, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's up to
like
them.
MC Hammer, for example.
Sure.
If we got MC Hammer in here, I'd give him $1,000.
Yeah, if that's what it takes.
Sure.
Vanilla Ice lives in Vegas.
Okay.
It's just a hop, skip, and a jump away.
You know, there's a lot of people also who live here who are just connected to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe that's it as well. Like, they can call someone, the person just come out here, do the show for a morning. And then that bunch of $1,000.
We have Katherine Heigl's nanny.
Stop it.
In the
what?
Text.
Stop it.
Right here.
Stop it.
Yeah, I know where
John.
Katherine Heigl lives. I nannied for her.
Yes. Reach out to her. I'll give you $1,000.
I will give you $1,000 right now to get Katherine Heigl in this. One day, 7 a.m.
7 to 9.
Yep. She's just got to do choose the news.
There's not a lot you have to
and
do.
And then she just got to sit there while we just talk.
Oh, it's going to happen. It's gonna happen,
dude. You just got closer than I ever thought you would.
Seriously.
I didn't think her nanny.
You and me both.
Was listening.
You and me both.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. We have friends out there. We've got listeners who know people.
Right. Listen. Okay. I just got back from vacation. I haven't talked to anyone.
Except, go find $1,000.
But I gotta find two now.
Yeah, $2,000.
Okay.
Listen, nanny.
$1,000.
We're really leaning on you for this right now. But again, anybody who knows a celebrity that can come in.
So biggest celebrity, this one, I can't do this for everyone.
Right. Biggest celebrity gets $1,000.
The celeb gets $1,000 for the charity, plus whoever finds the celeb gets
$1,000. Exactly. And if we get multiples, then we'll let you vote on who was the biggest star.
Oh, that's a fun way to do it.
Yeah, right?
Okay. I literally just threw this out to everyone. We'll put it up on the website.
I don't know why you guys plan things on the air.
Does it stress you out?
Yes, it does. I'm leaving for a week and a half, and now you guys have to pay all this money.
You're the one ditching us for a tropical paradise.
You're leaving us for a week and a half.
And again, I don't feel bad for you.
To go to Hawaii. Ew. Oh, it's so beautiful there.
It's so difficult.
Oh, I hate waking up and seeing palm trees
every
morning.
I just walk barefoot everywhere everything's fine.
All right. $1,000. Find us a celeb to fill in for Monroe. That's all we're asking.
Do it.
We're leaning on you on this one. Monroe has been spending this entire morning on Amazon. It's Amazon Prime Day.
Yes.
It's actually days this time.
Dude, I'm so glad that they came up with this because now we have Black Friday Part 2.
Mm-hmm. And literally every time we play a song or go into a stop set or commercials, Monroe is just reading us deals that she's thinking about buying.
Dude, I'm getting some great stuff. I got the Fasta Pasta.
What is that?
It's the thing where you can microwave pasta.
Oh, my gosh.
I got that. I got a keyboard vacuum.
Oh, we could use that. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So you're buying for the office is what I'm hearing.
Well, I don't know.
Jackson, you also have purchased stuff already this morning.
Yeah. I got a... I don't want to say it out loud.
No. You have to say it out loud.
I don't want to say it out loud. I got... So let's just back up for a second.
You're going to justify it?
Yeah. I live in the basement, and I have a window well, like one of the concrete with the grate on top, and my cat loves hanging out in there, so I just leave the window open, and he hangs out. So yesterday, I cleaned it up, I put some plants up for him, I put a little mat out there, but I'm like, man, if we're gonna make a catio, we're gonna make a really good catio.
Mm-hmm.
So I got him a little cat hammock. You hang it up.
You bought a cat hammock.
I bought a cat hammock.
Oh, my gosh.
A cat hammock. There's a shark bed. So the mouth is the little bed. I got a bunch of cat toys for $11. Just a big old pack of cat toys with a tunnel. He's going to have a great time.
Have the deals been good? Are you happy with it? Because I know in years past they've said Amazon Prime Day kind of is a bust.
It's not. It depends on what you're getting.
Okay.
I don't know what I want.
Stuff.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what I want.
You're
but
looking
I think,
for that.
I think pretty much at least everything's 10% off today on Amazon. So
I got to tell you, though, I went through their video games. The only video game deal you can find is Sims 4, which I'm going to get.
Uh-huh.
But I would like there to be more video games.
Okay.
I'm really mad about that.
Well, I got a list of some of the sales for Amazon Prime Day today, so I thought we'd play Amazon Price is Right.
Yeah.
Make it pretty easy. I'm going to name to you some of the items that are on sale here on Amazon Prime Day. All you have to do is guess actual retail value.
Oh, actual retail. Okay.
Today.
So not the sale price.
No, the sale price. I'm sorry. The retail value today. Is that not retail? Sale. I have never worked retail.
Retail is what it's...
Okay. I want the sale price.
Yes, the sale price.
Sale
Thank
price.
You. Okay.
All right. For example, a second generation Amazon Echo.
Ooh.
Oh.
Do I have to say my name?
No, that's fine. We're going to take both of you here on this. Go ahead, Monroe.
I'm going to guess Amazon Echo, the Dot, or the Echo?
The second generation Amazon Echo.
Okay, so the full one.
So it's the full one. It is not the Dot.
$49.99.
Jackson, over to you.
I think I saw it for $126.
Actual sale price for today, $50. Monroe with the first win.
That must be a lightning deal because it wasn't that price earlier.
One cent off.
50% off the regular price, $20 less than Prime Day of last year, and the same price as a normal Echo Dot.
I don't know why they don't just give it to you for free, because all they're doing is using it to sell you more things.
To listen in on you.
Yeah.
All right, here's the next one. The Fire TV Stick. Simply the cheapest way to watch Netflix, Hulu, Prime Video, tons of other streaming channels to your TV. And despite this one being the, quote, entry-level stick, it comes with an Alexa-powered voice remote. Mm-hmm. The Fire TV Stick, what is it on sale for today, Jackson?
I'm going to say $13, Bob.
$13 from Jackson. Monroe, over to you.
Okay, is it without going over?
Yeah, if you go over, you're out.
$15,
Monroe with the win.
You're going to be that guy. Okay.
So I got to tell you, over the weekend, I bought a Fire Stick over at Best
They're
Buy.
They're incredible.
Oh, it's the
First
best
all,
one.
It is the best purchase
it's
you can
the
make.
Best.
I cannot recommend one enough.
I love the Fire Stick.
I paid $40 for it. It's on sale today for $15.
It's better than Roku. Oh, it's better than all of it.
You absolutely should have waited until Prime Day. That's your bad.
Yeah, bro.
Next item.
Okay.
This Instant Pot might be the ultimate kitchen tool, as it's a pressure cooker, a slow cooker, a rice cooker, steamer, saute pan, yogurt maker, and food warmer.
The only way to cook anymore.
How much, Monroe?
What size?
I don't know. It looked normal to me. I'm sorry, I did not get the size. I did not realize that would be a question. That's a fair question.
I gotta know the size.
It is a fair question. It's like this. There.
That's way too big to be an instant pot. John's just throwing his hands in the air. I don't know, this big.
There you go.
Well, if it's the smaller, it would be, I bet it'd be like 50, but if it's bigger, it'd be like 60.
Okay, saying which one? You gave me two numbers.
55.
55 from Monroe. Jackson.
60.
Actual sale price today, $89.
Oh!
Jackson,
that's a win. Usually it was the big one. The big one.
Usually $149.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good deal. Let's see. A Revlon hair dryer and volumizer hot airbrush. I don't know what this is. I don't have hair.
Is it Conair? Is that what you said? Revlon?
Revlon hair dryer and volumizer hot airbrush.
Okay.
Let's see.
It's hot airbrush and blow dryer.
Airbrush.
And blow dryer?
Revlon
it's a combo?
Hair dryer and volumizer hot airbrush.
Okay, so it's just the brush. Okay.
Jackson, you'll go first on this one.
Ah, why? I don't know even where to begin with this. I don't have hair.
Yeah, you and me both.
$34.
$34, Monroe, over to you.
$1, Bob.
$1, so you're saying Jackson has already gone over.
Yes.
Actual sale price, $53.99.
Oh! Whoa!
Only down $6 from the normal price. Jackson with the win on that one.
Only down $6.
Yeah.
Not that great of a deal.
No, it's not.
All right, we'll do one more.
Okay.
You guys want another accessory or something for the kitchen?
Accessory.
Accessory? This fan favorite tool is part brush, part hair dryer, and all fast track to a perfect at-home blowout. Yes,
do you
it
have
is the-
hair envy? Is this what this is about? It's about you wishing
maybe
you had
maybe we should
hair?
Do the kitchen one.
Oh, wait. You know what? I'm sorry. No. That was the description.
Is it the same one?
That was the description.
Oh, John.
Okay. Amazon Basics geometric luggage expendable suitcase spinner with built-in TSA lock.
Oh, okay.
So it's the Amazon Basics brand.
Okay, so it's the Amazon Basics brand. What size?
Yep.
John!
Monroe's favorite
what is the
brand?
Matter with you?
It's an Amazon Basics geometric luggage expendable suitcase spinner.
Is it carry-on?
Built-in TSA lock. Yes, it is carry-on.
It does say carry-on.
Yes.
Okay, so it's the small one. Okay,
Monroe?
You're going to do me?
Yep.
Let's do $29.99.
$29.99 from Monroe. Jackson, over to you.
I'm going to say $30.
$30.
You.
Actual.
You monster.
Sale price, $48.99.
Oh!
Jackson with the win!
No way.
Jackson, what do you
have? You started playing dirty. That was your bad.
Jackson, to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. Well, the house from The Conjuring.
Okay.
So this is the actual house. So if you don't know, The Conjuring is a horror movie about a haunted house in the vein of like Amityville Horror. And just like Amityville Horror, it is based on a real house. We actually had the girl who lived in the house growing up.
Yeah.
In studio. She's an old lady who wrote a book all about it.
And she actually tells the story that she was fascinating, first of all.
She was great.
That the movie doesn't even truly depict how scary that house was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she talks about the demons, picking people up and throwing them across the room and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a great interview.
That was so good.
I'm sure it's on our podcast feed somewhere, but I don't know where it's going to be in October of last year. So if you want to listen to it, it's somewhere there. But there is a new family that bought the house.
Okay.
And now they say they're being haunted too.
Well, of course.
Because here's the thing. Just like every horror movie starts, some cocky couple is just like, it's fine. I don't believe in ghosts. And then they buy a super haunted house for absolutely no money.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, I can't get out of this house. I have to stay there.
Let me ask you, Jackson, because you don't believe in ghosts.
No.
Would you live in the Conjuring house?
No.
Okay.
But not because of ghosts, but because it's a tourist attraction.
Okay. Yeah, right.
And I'm not going to sit there and have people walking on my yard. on my yard? Just sit there. I'd have to sit there with the hose all day. Get out of here!
Spraying them all.
Yeah. So the couple claims that they have seen doors open and footsteps, and they've heard knocking. Corey Heisen, who is one of the people who owns it, says, I've had a hard time staying there by myself. I don't have a feeling of evil or anything, but it's very busy. You can tell there's a lot of things going on in the house.
Jeez.
I just... Then leave.
Well, maybe they can't.
That's
well,
the thing.
If you buy the house, you can't just leave.
But I also don't feel bad for you because you bought a haunted house. You bought a famously haunted house.
I hear they did it so they can make a movie. They're writing the script right now.
That's great.
How brilliant would that be?
That's not a bad idea. Did I tell you that there's a haunted house down the street from my house?
What?
So we
famous?
Like, well, it's this is what I was getting at. Some ghost show was filming there. I don't know which one. I didn't have time to like stop and be a creeper like I wanted to. Uh-huh. But there was a whole film crew outside and like guys in black hoodies going like with their arms like Zach Bagans kind of does. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, they filming a ghost show. It's this ancient house that is just covered in ivy like head to toe. It's been condemned forever. All the windows are boarded up and it's in the subdivision of like newer houses, so it has to be like an old farmhouse and like the farmland around it has just recently been developed.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a film crew out there. I want to go peek around.
If Zach Bagans was here in town and you didn't get him on this show,
I don't know what to tell you, man.
We'll shun you.
I don't know if he was here.
Shun.
I don't know if it was Zach Bagans or not. Anyway. All right, Taylor Swift. We know, fast forward through the drama, she left Big Machine Records in November. Right. Scooter Braun bought Big Machine Records. She hates Scooter Braun, and now he owns the masters to all of her original work.
Yep.
Kelly Clarkson tweeted out a very interesting idea for Taylor Swift, because Taylor Swift's still throwing a fit, because she's like, this guy that I don't like has my music.
I'd be mad, too.
Whatever. Anyway, Kelly Clarkson tweeted, said, you should go in and re-record all the songs you don't own the masters to exactly how you recorded them before, but put them out on your new label and put them out with new artwork and then do some sort of incentive to get people to no longer buy the old ones, get them to buy the new ones. Isn't that illegal? Isn't that...
I don't know how it works on who owns what, so if they only own the actual master recording...
They don't own the song.
Right.
Taylor still owns the
song. Yeah, she is the songwriter of those songs.
So she can re-record the master and then...
I
actually like that.
Not a bad idea.
I think that's good. Kelly Clarkson.
Listen, Kelly Clarkson has had fights with labels for years, so if anyone knows...
Yes, she has.
Oh, God bless her. John Mayer, Monroe's favorite person. he's doing a new tour, and he's doing it in the most John Mayer way possible. Instead of having an opening act... John Mayer will do 2 full sets per show. And he says, I want everyone to get what they came here for.
Yes. Love John Mayer so
much. Of course he did. Of course he said that. He's such a brat.
Yes.
So he's doing 2.
He's giving you everything he wants.
Doing 2 different sets.
Yeah. He's doing 2 sets. Because why would he waste time with an opener? Everyone paid to see John Mayer.
You know what? He's not wrong.
That's true.
He's not wrong.
If Lady Gaga was like, you know what? I don't need an opener. I'm going to do 2 full sets. I'd be like, yeah, Gaga, you're right. I paid to see you.
It just means you're going to get more songs that you want to hear.
Exactly.
How many times have you seen
John Mayer's
an
been around for a while. Yeah. So, like, he's got a library.
And if he doesn't play, your body's
a
wonderland.
He's got, like, 5 songs. Oh, it's going to be the same set twice.
How dare you?
All right.
Don't you dare pull up a John Mayer song. Don't you dare.
Come on, computer. Do you guys know anyone who walks around barefoot? Besides Monroe in the studio.
Monroe here.
I know. I was going to say. I do.
My neighbors do.
I have friends that are like barefoot nation. They love just walking around bare feet. It's so gross. Well, Cyndi Lauper just gave us a reason that you should all cover your nasty feet. She was on stage. She was doing a set when she stepped on a bee. And it stung her right in the middle of her foot while she was singing Sheba. Now, she finished the song. She sat down on the stage. She pulled the stinger right out of her foot and started up again.
Did she? Now that's a pro.
No
that's
way.
A pro. Yes.
Oh my gosh, I would have sat there and cried and told everybody about it for like a half hour.
Yes, you would have.
You guys, it just stung me in the foot, right in the middle.
Lil Nas X says that he wants to do another remix of Old Town Road. Don't call him a one-hit wonder. I'll kill you. Rodeo is great. And here's the thing. Both Mariah Carey and Smash Mouth said that they're up to help him.
Smash Mouth understands what it's like to be a one-hit wonder, so of course.
What does Smash Mouth know about Old Town Road?
Well, they sat there with their finger and their thumb with the shape of an L on their forehead. That's what they know for sure. AMC is currently working on the upcoming seasons of The Walking Dead, and they are working really hard on getting Lauren Cohen, a.k.a. Maggie, back on the show. She was left Walking Dead to go do a show on ABC called Whiskey Cavalier,
which was canceled. Yeah.
And now they're trying really hard to get her back, but I don't understand what did she must not have died.
I don't remember that story. I bailed on Walking Dead a few seasons ago, so I don't know what happened. I bet someone will text
her. She was like, "Oh, my husband got bashed in the head a bunch of times. I'm going to go rogue. See ya."
Yeah, she's left.
Yeah, she had to. I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense. And finally, Ed Sheeran finally admits that he got married in December. He kept it a secret for 7 months. He got married to his wife, Cherry. It was a few days before Christmas. Very, very quiet ceremony. Just his oldest friends from school, limited family members, which is the best way to do it, and a priest.
Taylor Swift there?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, that is a good question.
Because they're supposedly besties, but not from, like, childhood.
Right.
I bet, though, like, he'd be like, if he said, look, I just, bringing you in makes it even that much more hard to
because
keep it a secret.
You, people follow you everywhere. You're gonna.
Taylor wouldn't understand that.
I don't know. I feel like she would. Ed Sheeran's a very private person. You can't be friends with Ed Sheeran without understanding that he's a very private person.
That's true.
So, he just wanted a small, tiny winter wedding that is entirely for him and his wife. Neither of them fussed about making a big deal about it. So,
cool. Yeah,
good for them. And that is the Showbiz Beat.
Hey, Monroe.
Yeah.
Monroe.
Daughters.
I'm going back on vacation.
As I left the station, the building, all of our like people on the sales side and all, everyone who's like not on air, they started a diet challenge.
Yeah.
And Monroe, you're part of this diet challenge.
I'm on it.
And the idea was to go to this place, and you went there to the Bod Pod.
We went to the Bod Pod to tell us how gross we really are.
How was that for you?
It was hard.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really?
I will tell you.
Okay.
You did it?
I did.
And?
I was happy with my results. Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Bowflex. 3 times a week, 20 minutes a day. That's all you need in life, guys. I'm not part of the competition. I didn't want to be that dedicated to this over summer. But a lot of people are, and there's money on the line.
Dude, I got to get my bikini bod for my vacay.
Right, so that's another reason why you're doing this.
Uh-huh, so I can lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks.
So what are you doing?
Okay. I stepped up my game last week, okay, because we were kind of off.
Mm-hmm.
So I joined a gym. I hired a personal trainer.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm counting calories.
Okay.
John, lost 5 pounds.
Congratulations. There you go.
Nailed it.
That's awesome.
5 pounds.
So are you, like, changing your diet at home with everyone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is everyone being affected? In a negative way?
My husband, he's on it. He's doing it with me as much as he bless his heart, can.
Right, yeah.
Other than when we were at Lagoon and he decided he had to have a corn dog.
Well, you have to. That's
and
part of
don't.
It. What, you
don't
have a salad
have
at Lagoon? No one eats a salad.
I had to go to Subway and get Subway salad.
Right. Oh, that's so disappointing.
That's gross.
Yeah.
That should have been your cheat meal.
Yeah.
No.
Are you doing,
I can't cheat.
There's no cheats.
No, I have discovered Halo ice cream, though. Have you ever had that?
No, what is this?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Halo's
like
the best.
Really?
280 calories for a pint.
Oh, my gosh.
You eat the whole pint. 280 calories.
Dude, right?
And it's good, too. It's like it's good ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. Like creamy.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's really
I know.
Good.
Okay.
So I discovered that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been eating a lot of that.
Are you logging your calories? Do you have
like
the app?
Yeah, I got the app, the MyFitnessPal app.
MyFitnessPal app, good.
Yeah.
Awesome, okay.
Dude.
You're on it.
I'm doing it.
No, I haven't seen anyone since today's my first day back. How's everyone else doing? Have you noticed
any
changes?
They're doing pretty good. Yeah, I think there's a couple who have fallen off or just not even started.
Okay.
Sure. But there's a couple who are going after it pretty hard. So
I will say this. Our sales manager, Eric, you guys made me a birthday video that was very funny, and I really appreciate it. And it's up on our Instagram our page at Mix1051 Utah. But he wore a really tight shirt to mock the tight shirts that I wear.
It was a child's shirt.
It was really funny.
Yeah.
It was really funny. Great.
He wore the, like, child's medium.
But I was looking at him. I'm like, he's looking good.
He looks good.
I know.
Doesn't he? He does.
Yeah, he must be like serious about this.
Yeah.
Because he's looking like,
well,
what?
He had He had, what, 2 pounds to lose anyway?
Yeah, it's not as hard for him.
Uh-huh.
Is it true that he had to be cut out of the shirt?
That's absolutely true.
You can see that on my 4 photos from the weekend, which is at Mix1051 Utah on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, Laura had to cut him out of that shirt. He couldn't get his arms out of it. It was too tight.
So if you want to see the photo or that video, it's up again on our Instagram page. I went to Vegas with the family.
I know.
It was fun. We stayed at this resort that wasn't on the Strip. It was kind of off the Strip a little bit, but more like family oriented.
Yeah.
So family oriented that in the pool that's like shaped like a lagoon, they had a mermaid who just swam up.
Well, that's cool.
Wait.
And like they had this mermaid who swam in the water and then popped up and told like the kids stories. It was the coolest thing ever.
So did the mermaid, was she like a wired mermaid?
No.
Or like, was it like a
mermaid.
Swimmy mermaid.
Like a mermaid. Like a one you can interact with and talk with. Like
she swims up to the top. She goes, oh, you'll never believe what's in the ocean.
Yes.
And they swim away.
Her name was K-C-S-E-A. K-C.
Cute. Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
And
she told like a mermaid story and then swam away. And it was like, it was magical. It was
That's
so
pretty cool.
Cool.
That's really
sounds
cool.
Yeah. Cool.
What was not magical was my time at the tables. It was not a good weekend for one John Watkins. We went out one night as like a date night. My wife and I like to play craps, and so does Jen. So we don't mind doing it. But the problem is, I didn't realize this. We went with my sister and her husband. My sister is so cheap.
Oh, yeah?
My sister is so
Oh, you can't gamble
cheap.
With a cheap person.
No, you can't. Oh, she ruined the night. She was, first of all, the cooler. She kept coming by to complain how expensive the slot machines were. She's like, do you realize they want me to pay $2 to pull this slot machine? And I'm like, you don't have to play. Like, just leave me alone. I'm over here. Jen and I knew we were probably going to lose money. We had saved money for this
just
activity.
To lose.
Yeah, it's just fun for us. Like, we enjoy the party atmosphere. We're okay with what's happening right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't preach on me your cheap ways.
Right.
And she could not handle the
she
fact that we were gambling.
It.
No. Mm. It's like, get out of here. Mm. She almost ruined the trip. Then she was complaining that the rooms we stayed in were too big. She's like, if they were smaller, they'd be cheaper. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. You didn't have to stay here.
Yeah.
I sent you a link.
You got on board.
Yeah.
With
this
what
was
we
like,
planned.
Wow.
Yeah. And I have never experienced that before.
Hmm.
So to you, Monroe, I want to turn to you because I know you do have a husband who you've called cheap on this show before.
I do it. Every time.
God bless you. Because, wow. My sister and I.
Just exhausted.
Dude, yes. Yeah.
My husband can see the value in things, though. Like, if there's a room that has an actual kitchenette,
so he'll
he's okay with, because then we can, you know, bring food into the hotel room.
Okay.
It's cheaper than going out to.
So he'll do the numbers. What if you have a room with a kitchenette, but then you still take your family out to every meal?
Well, then you wasted a perfectly good kitchenette.
Yeah, then you're going to hear about it for the rest of your life.
And I did. Jackson, on your 4 photos, one of them, is that somebody playing Dungeons & Dragons with you?
Yeah.
What?
We played Dungeons & Dragons.
Okay.
You did?
Yeah, it was super fun.
No.
But, oh my God, we got lost in a cavern. John?
Uh-huh.
I like the idea of Dungeons & Dragons. I like role-playing sort of stuff. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
It's just improv. That's all it is. It's a good time. However.
Uh-huh.
I did not realize how long Dungeons & Dragons can go on.
Oh, really?
Because my buddy, it was his birthday, and he's a dungeon master, and he really wanted to play Dungeons & Dragons for his birthday. So we went over to the house, and we were playing 9 hours, and we were still trapped in dungeon. We couldn't get out.
Is that really how long sometimes?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Yes. We played for 6 hours before we could even do battle. And I was a dwarf. And all I can do is fight. So while everyone else is running around and casting spells and like trying to figure out puzzles and stuff, I'm just like, I got a rope. If anyone needs a rope, I got a rope.
Is there a game board?
Yeah. Yes. There are. Basically, the Dungeon Master describes what's going on around you, and then you can interact. So you ask the Dungeon Master, like, oh, I'm using my magic to see if there's a trap door or something, or is there magic around here, or whatever.
Okay.
And they kind of describe it to you, and, like, our Dungeon Master is really good, so he had, like, a lot of visuals. Like, he pulled pictures and stuff to show us, and, like, there are game boards when you play battle. So when you're battling, like, we battled a bunch of big snakes and stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, so while all this is going on, my friend next to me had been drinking since 1 o'clock.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
And had continued through our 9-hour game and was getting really irritating because he was also like this magical dwarf character. And he like came in costume and he came with this big wooden cane. And like every time he was driving me crazy with the cane. Because every time he was like, "Oh, I say," and he would like smash his cane on the ground, and it was irritating. Like, you gotta stop. So I took his cane while he wasn't paying attention.
Oh, you don't do that.
So you don't
touch a dwarf's cane.
I stuffed it into my cloak because I too was wearing a cloak. Stuffed it into my cloak, and so he was just getting frustrated because he couldn't find his cane and he was losing his mind. So he ran to the bathroom and used a plunger as his cane. Uh-huh. So that's what I got. I got a picture of him in his role playing gear with a cane. With a plunger.
At some point, did you guys just walk away from the game, or were you able to finish
it? I had to.
Okay.
I had to.
Yeah.
I couldn't. John, it was so late.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
so late. I was so young when we started.
Right.
I aged.
I've never played Dungeons & Dragons.
Neither have I.
No. The only thing I know of it is they talk about it a lot in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And they actually do like a 5-minute Dungeons & Dragons bit in this season.
Oh, cool.
So you kind of go like, oh, that's how it's done.
Yeah.
I get, yeah.
It's super fun. We should actually play it as a show one day. We'll shoot a video of us playing Dungeons & Dragons.
I'd like to learn.
I mean, I do.
John would actually love it.
Would I?
You really would. It's just, dude, it's just improv.
How do you become
and
a dungeon,
you love improv.
How do you become a dungeon master?
You play a lot.
Oh, is that?
Like, we'd have to have a really, because I've only played once. You guys have never played. So we'd have to have a really experienced dungeon master, and then I would also like someone who has played a lot to play with us.
Okay.
Because then they can kind of explain what we should be doing.
All right, if you want to see a photo of Jackson's dungeon master with Dungeons & Dragons, it's up on our Instagram under 4 photos, just Mix1051 Utah. One of the photos you will see is a photo of Monroe's family at Lagoon.
Yes.
Was it fun?
Yes. Finally got to go.
That's cool.
They have a really great like kids section.
It's like over by like the amphitheater kind of part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have good kids rides.
I got to go then because that's one of the reasons why I haven't been going is Ella's not really there yet for the roller coasters.
No, okay. It's super fun. The best part, though, was, you know, Cannibal,
yes.
right? It's like, it's the big bad ride.
Absolutely.
Nobody's brave enough to do the Cannibal except for my husband. And, you know, I'm not going to go on it. So he went all by himself like, oh, come on. Everybody's too scared. So he goes and he gets on the ride and I see him buckle in and then he goes through the doors to get in the elevator, and then the ride shuts down.
No.
The ride shut down. So my husband was stuck in the elevator of the Cannibal.
Oh, man, that's terrifying.
And I got to tell you, that elevator, to me, is the scariest part of the ride.
Ooh. It is so terrifying.
Yes.
So, and it was a long, long time.
Oh, that stinks.
Like, I'm texting back and forth with some friends who were there with us.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're like laughing and sending gifts. Like, the ride is still shut down. And then it finally starts going. And the silence that was in this car was hilarious. You could tell that they were all like, okay, it's going, but why is it going?
Yeah.
You know, like they were just dead. Not one person had a good time.
Oh, it stinks.
That ride. And then he came out and we're like, oh.
So you've never been on it?
Oh, I've been on it.
Oh, you've been
on it. I was tricked into getting on it. I don't know if you've seen the Cannibal or not, but looking at it when you're going to get in line, the elevator part, the tower part, it covers that roller coaster, the drop off.
Yeah.
It covers it.
Mm-hmm.
So Tom's like, oh, it's not that tall. It's not that high.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, it's fine. No. So we went in the single rider line because that's the only way to do it. Yeah. Otherwise, you're in line for like 2 hours. So I was sitting next to like this 12-year-old kid. And as soon as the elevator doors open and, you know, we see that we're in the sky, this 12-year-old looks to me like, lady, are we going to die? And I look at this kid and I was like, we're going to die! I'm like screaming. I made this ride so much worse for that little
kid. That's awesome.
Oh.
You're a monster. You ruined that kid's whole life.
That poor kid looked to you for a moment of like, is everything going to be okay?
Yeah.
You were not there.
I could not.
No, we're all going to die here.
Did you guys see Monica Lewinsky's tweet yesterday?
Oh, no.
It was hysterical.
What?
So someone was starting a thread saying what was like the worst career advice you've ever received.
Oh, no.
And she wrote back like, get an internship at the White House. It'll be great for your resume. Come on.
That's solid. That's hilarious. Wow. Monica, I don't know if you follow her on Twitter. She's hysterical.
No, should I?
She's super funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she like embrace it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she has to.
She doesn't necessarily embrace it. Really, what you should do is you should go watch her interview with John Oliver, because it was, she is so mature and she is so adult about the whole situation. And she goes, look, it was a bad situation, but people are caught in bad situations all the time. I just got a lot more heat than most people do.
Yeah.
Like, huh. She was super great about it.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I really
liked
it.
Off air, Monroe was talking about getting an orthopedic bed for her dog. Her dog is going to have some surgery.
By the way, she has put like 6 dog beds in her Amazon Prime Day cart at this point.
I can't decide. There's a banana one.
Are you one of those, you buy everything and put it in your cart, then you go back through and remove?
Dude, that's the fun part of shopping.
Oh.
You just grab it. I do it at Target, too.
Uh-huh.
Just go through and I'm like, kids are like, Mom, can I have this? I'm like, throw it in the cart. We'll go to the price checker and see how much it is. Just get it.
And then
throw it in there.
And you put things back.
And then you go hide in like the cosmetic aisle. And you sort through all the junk in your cart. And you're like, well, I really don't need pair of, you know, gorilla slippers.
Right.
So I'll leave those there.
Uh-huh. Your orthopedic bed made me think of the birthday gift that I asked for. Yes, I asked for orthopedic inserts. That's where I'm at in life.
Oh, John.
So I went to
orthopedic inserts.
They're not a sponsor, I don't think. I went to the Goodfeet store.
Mm-hmm.
So it was me and a bunch of 90-year-olds.
Of course it was.
Can I tell you, that place was busy. That place is, it cranks out business.
When your feet hurt, your feet hurt.
My
You'll
feet
do anything
have been hurting.
To
I'm getting older. Yeah. And so I went to this place. Sorry, and even the photos, you know, like when you go into a place and they have photos representing like the good
like
clients.
Stock photos.
Yeah, and it's always like young people having fun on the beach.
Uh-huh.
All of these photos were like 80-year-olds. And I'm like, oh,
going out for a light afternoon walk after my salad that I split with my partner.
Standing without their walker. Yeah. Oh, no hands.
Early bird special to orthopedic. So that's what I got for my birthday. Let me tell you, they feel good. They feel good. You know, I never even got to the story today that I wanted to do for Jackson about Avril Lavigne.
Oh.
Jackson believes that Avril Lavigne died years
ago. Listen, Avril Lavigne died after her first album came out.
Yeah.
And they got a body double because the record label was making too much money. They couldn't let the Avril Lavigne money go. So they got a body double who was willing to marry Chad Kroeger. And she's been living as Avril Lavigne ever since.
And she's crazy. Now, the first Avril Lavigne was not, but the body double is.
What do you mean?
I thought they said like that she, Avril Lavigne's a little like off the rails. No?
Is that, I mean, about I'm sure she is.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
That's not part of your theory, though.
No, I mean, as it doesn't play a role in what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is that if Avril Lavigne really is alive, the original one, the first copy, the first minting, what they need to do is they need to get a picture of her and a picture of the body double. I'd like them to do a picture or a Facebook Live. They could put all this to rest, but they choose not to, is all I'm saying.
Well, Avril Lavigne is getting back to music. She's been teasing a new song called I Fell in Love with the Devil. And according to her social media page, the video is going to premiere today at noon. So I don't know if that's 10 o'clock our time or if it's noon. I don't know. It just says noon on her YouTube page. And then she's going to be doing her first tour. So either Avril Lavigne, the original or the sequel, will be coming to a city near you.
Well, the new Avril Lavigne's sick, right? She has like
Lyme disease.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And she loves talking about Lyme disease.
She really does. That's true.
Sorry you got bit by a deer tick. I don't know what to tell you about your Lyme disease, Avril.
Are you guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yay!
So Abraham Lincoln's son, named Robert, wasn't at the theater when his dad was assassinated back in 1865.
Okay.
But he was there when two other presidents were killed.
What?
What?
Right? He was with James Garfield at the train station in Washington, D.C. when he was assassinated in 1881.
God.
And he was in the same building in New York when William McKinley was assassinated in 1901.
How did I not know McKinley was assassinated?
I got to be honest. I had to look both of these up. I was just like, I got to double check this whole fact. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's someone you don't want to be by.
No.
Robert, stay away from Robert Lincoln.
Robert Lincoln, you get your ghost out of here.
Exactly.
You're not welcome here, demon.
All right, Jackson, final thoughts.
Yeah, go check out our podcast. We're actually going to have a new podcast today. Yeah.
Monroe.
Well, I am still shopping on Amazon.
Yep.
So far, I've got a dog bed, I've got dog dishes, mascara, and a dress.
Goes through tomorrow. Does that mean tomorrow morning we're going to deal with this as well?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't think about anything because the lightning deals, they keep popping up, John. Like
sure.
Every 10 minutes.
It's absolutely. It's so exciting. And that's how we'll go ahead and start the podcast extra today.
You better believe it.
Anytime you get Monroe singing, you use that as an opening.
All right,
you guys man. Podcast are terrible extra. People.
Yes. let's get to the stories that did not make it on air today. You got yours, Monroe?
I do. You've been eating chocolate completely wrong. Although, I would like to say that I've been doing it right.
Okay. I don't eat chocolate.
Why?
I don't like chocolate.
What is the matter with you?
I know. I got like yelled at by friends for just my birthday was yesterday. And like, They're like trying to figure out like a pie. And I don't like desserts. And it was this whole thing.
Don't like dessert?
I don't. I know. I like carbs. I like bread. I know.
So.
Go ahead. What?
So it's your birthday. Uh-huh. And they're like, okay, you can have whatever treat you want.
They're like, hey, can we bring like a pumpkin cheesecake over? I'm like, oh, I hate cheesecake.
Ugh. Whoa. Ugh.
Cheesecake
whoa,
is the worst.
Whoa.
And they're like, okay, what about like a, I don't know, like just like a chocolate cake, like red velvet. I'm like, I don't like.
You've never chocolate. Really been a big sweetie ice tooth
cream?
Anyway.
Ice cream? Yeah.
I like ice cream. Yeah.
He's not like over the moon about
I mean,
it
it's
or
all right.
anything.
I'll eat it.
Yeah.
I know. Really? I know. I know. It's weird. All right. So let's hear how we're eating chocolate wrong.
Well, okay. Number four is stop washing it down so fast. So the taste of chocolate lasts fairly a long time if you like let it linger.
Oh.
So
okay. You have to let it linger.
Dude, every time I hear that song, I think
do you have to?
Flatulence.
Gross.
Only Monroe.
Yeah, right.
Only Monroe. Right.
Here's the big one though. Stop chewing your chocolate.
I'm sorry?
Do you ever do this? You just put it in your mouth, you put it on the roof of your mouth, and then you let it dissolve kind of by
what?
Sucking on it. Yes, I do it all the time.
So
I love it.
If you take a Hershey Kiss, you'll just push it towards the roof
you
of your mouth?
You know what I do? I personally like the Hershey's with almonds.
Okay.
And then I eat all the chocolate until there's only the almond left.
You suck off all the chocolate? Is that really how you eat it?
Yeah.
Really?
Enjoy the chocolate. It makes it last longer.
Do you do the same thing?
Uh-huh. Hey, just let it dissolve, man. Let it get all melty.
Yeah.
You guys put chocolate in your mouth as
put
if it,
on
it was
the roof
like
of your mouth.
A tab of acid?
Yes.
Just let it dissolve?
A tab.
I have no other
all
reference.
All right, California boy.
I don't know.
You know, sucking on it like a mint or a hard candy? Interesting that you went with acid.
I know. I don't know. This is the first reference.
Psychedelic,
I came
dude.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, I do.
They also say stop eating it in huge chunks. You have to break it up into smaller pieces because then it releases the aroma.
I don't know.
As fast as possible.
They're comparing chocolate a lot to wine. And they do say, in fact, that you need to smell it, too. You smell the chocolate. You smell your wine?
Yeah.
Do you smell your wine?
Yeah, if I got a bottle. Oh, yeah.
You smell it?
Why wouldn't you?
And then you swirl.
Oh, yeah.
You smell.
Yeah.
Swirl. And smell and swirl.
Yes.
You're a wino.
I am a wino.
Oh, no. Well, you do the same thing with your chocolate. You break it up into little pieces and release the aromas.
Huh.
And then you smell it. And then you put it on the roof of your mouth. And you suck on it like acid. And then don't wash it down with anything. Just, like, let it linger.
Just leave a bunch of chocolate just sitting there on your teeth.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep doing it the way I'm doing it because I feel like I do it all right.
Like acid?
It's been okay.
It's been working out for me.
It's been all right? Yeah. All right. My story had to do with Utah making the news here. I wanted to pull up the audio. Here it is right here. All right. So there's a beer in town here in Utah, if you live here in Utah, called Polygamy Porter.
Oh, yeah.
We've all seen it. And
it's
heard
a good
of it,
one.
Right? Yeah. It's sold in 20 states. Not just Utah.
Interesting.
Now, the brewery is here, but 19 other states besides here. And their slogans are, why just have one? Bring some home for the wives. But North Carolina says they will not sell it because polygamy is illegal and they don't want to support polygamy. Now, the owner is saying it's tongue-in-cheek.
Do they not know that Utah no longer practices polygamy?
Can I tell you something from someone who lives outside of Utah, who lived outside of Utah for years?
They think it still happens.
The things that people think about this state.
You know what, though? They're not wrong. It does still happen all the time.
Yeah.
I always see the fundamentalists in their weird long dresses and the big hair. And like, that's if listen, if it's your jam, it's your jam. It's like whatever. But they think that that's all of Utah instead of just some certain some compounds somewhere.
They do.
Yeah. It doesn't help the like the show's like Escaping Polygamy.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they film right upstairs. Right there. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you want to hear the audio of the owner of Polygamy Porter?
Yes.
Here you go.
It caught us quite by surprise. Beer is supposed to be fun. We have a good time with it. Recognize our heritage, but also have fun with it. We're from Utah. It's a tongue-in-cheek name. Obviously, we're not trying to promote anything. We'll do our best to make this available for those folks out in North Carolina, and they get to enjoy all the fantastic Polygamy Porter that we're making here in Utah. We have plenty for everyone. Why have just one? As our famous tagline, that brings some home for the wives.
There you go. So we'll see what happens. But North Carolina, of all places, telling us to get out. There's our podcast. Thanks for listening today. It's glad to be back. Glad to have a brand new podcast for you. And we'll keep doing it again tomorrow.